The first visit to Massachusetts. It was now August. Ellen was shown that she must visit Massachusetts and bear her testimony. On reaching Boston, she understood better the importance of her being there. Joseph Turner, who opposed me in Maine, had arrived a few hours before. We considered that our being sent to Massachusetts just at that time was to save God's people from falling under his influence. Her first meeting was with the believers at Roxbury, where she found quite a large company of believers assembled in a private home. In his letter to William Miller, Otis Nichols mentioned this meeting and the favorable reception that was given to Ellen. Some years later, she told the story. It was arranged that I should go to Roxbury and there relate my message. As I was speaking, a sister who had been opposed to me arose and interrupted me. She grasped my hand, saying, "I said that the devil sent you, but I can doubt no longer," and she declared to those present that I was a child of God, and that he had sent me. All in the meeting were greatly blessed. Nichols reported on how happy the leader of the company at Roxbury was to receive the message, but Joseph Turner, with his spiritual view of the Second Advent, soon unsettled those who heard Ellen, and fanaticism followed. It was at this time that she and her traveling companions were invited by Nichols to stay as guests in his home, as noted earlier. A little later, she and her sister Sarah were back again in Massachusetts, and the Nichols home became the base of her operations for the next 8 months, or until April, 1846. Because of the spiritual views brought to Massachusetts by Joseph Turner, Ellen's experience in visiting the companies of believers there was similar to what it had been in Maine. "We had to be on our guard," she wrote, "strengthened on every side with scripture testimony concerning the literal, personal appearing of our Savior." Concerning her stay in the Nichols home, Ellen White makes the following reference. "I made my home at the house of Brother O. Nichols. They were ever ready with words of encouragement to comfort me when in trial, and their prayers often ascended to heaven in my behalf, until the clouds were dispersed, and the light of heaven again cheered me. Nor did their kindness end here. They were attentive to my wants, and generously supplied me with means to travel. They were reproached because they believed me to be a child of God, chosen to bear a special testimony to his people, and on account of this they were obliged to be in almost constant conflict, for many left no means untried to turn them against me. A faithful record is kept of their acts of love and benevolence. They will not lose their reward. He that seeth in secret is acquainted with every kind and generous act, and will reward them openly." Gradually the way opened before Ellen, and she reported. "In many instances where the way had been previously closed up for me to bear my testimony, it was now opened, and I had more friends than I had before." Her itinerary took her to Carver, New Bedford, and Dartmouth, and possibly to other points, such as Fairhaven, where Joseph Bates and H.S. Gurney resided, then back to Portland, Maine, DF-105, statement by Otis Nichols. While she was still at Carver, an important vision was given to her, a vision that prevented a disappointment related to the expected imminent second advent of Jesus.